The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers a little bit more about history every day. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're exploring how an enormous stone monument from ancient Egypt wound up smack dab in the middle of Manhattan. The day was January 22nd. 1881. An ancient Egyptian obelisk, also known as Cleopatra's Needle, was installed in Central Park just behind the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The obelisk is the oldest human-made object in Central Park and the oldest outdoor monument in New York City. The obelisk, which means pointed instrument or skewer in ancient Greek, was one of a pair originally commissioned in Egypt around the year 1450 BC. They were created to celebrate the 30th year of the reign of Pharaoh Thutmose III. Each one was carved from a single piece of granite and then erected outside of the Temple of the Sun in the ancient Egyptian city of Heliopolis. The twin monuments measure 69 feet from base to tip and weigh approximately 200 tons each. The obelisks remained outside the temple for about 1,500 years until they were torn down and burned by invading Persians in 525 BC. For the next 500 years after that, they lay buried in the sand until they were finally discovered by Caesar Augustus. In 12 BC, the Roman emperor had the obelisks excavated and moved over 100 miles away to the city of Alexandria. New limestone pedestals were fashioned for the obelisks to rest upon, and a large bronze crab was added to each of their corners. The monuments were installed in front of the Caesareum, a temple built to honor Julius Caesar. That structure had been conceived by Queen Cleopatra, which may explain how the obelisks became known as Cleopatra's Needles, despite the fact that the ruler had died nearly 20 years before their excavation. Hundreds of years later, in the early 19th century, the Egyptian government gifted one of the obelisks to Britain as a gift for helping Egypt rid itself of Napoleon. It took a while, but the obelisk was eventually installed in London on the banks of the River Thames in 1878. The other obelisk was announced as a gift to the United States in 1879, and later that year, preparations were made for the obelisk's long journey to American shores. A site in Central Park, just west of the Met Museum, was chosen to house the obelisk, partly to ensure that it wouldn't be overshadowed or obscured by the city's skyscrapers. With its new location settled, the real challenge began: how to transport a 200-ton pillar from Alexandria, Egypt, all the way to downtown New York City. The difficult feat of engineering was entrusted to Henry Gorringe, a decorated Navy commander. The first step was for Gorringe's team to lower the obelisk in Alexandria using a cable. Next, they slid it into an 83-foot-long wooden box, which was resting on top of a bunch of cannonballs. From there, the box was rolled onto a heavily modified steamship bound for Staten Island. It set sail on June 12, 1880, and arrived on the banks of the Hudson River just a little over a month later. Now came the really tricky part, navigating the obelisk down the crowded streets of New York City, a process which would ultimately take another 5 months. Gorringe decided to split up the process, choosing to first tackle the obelisk's base, which was 27 feet high and weighed 50 tons. He used a team of 32 horses to pull the massive pedestal to its new home in Central Park. Meanwhile, the actual monument was floated up the Hudson River to 96th Street using pontoons. From there, Gorringe had to build a special rail track to move the obelisk through the city at a rate of just one block per day. A blizzard slowed the process even further, as did the crowds of New Yorkers who followed the obelisk through every step of its slow procession. Many of the spectators weren't satisfied with just a glimpse of that old stone history and started going at it with hammers and chisels, trying to chip off a piece for themselves. The vandalism was so rampant that a guard had to be brought in to protect the obelisk around the clock. New York merchants capitalized on the city's Egyptomania in less destructive ways. For example, a needle company issued trading cards showing Cleopatra threading an obelisk instead of a needle. A candy stand followed behind the monument every day, and another merchant sold Cleopatra dates packed inside an obelisk-shaped box. Finally, after 39 days of winding its way through city streets, the obelisk arrived at its current home in Central Park. On January 22nd, workers used a specially designed lifting rig to get the monument upright, as a crowd of about 10,000 watched from the sidelines. Over the course of the next 10 days, four bronze crabs, replicas of the originals, were installed at each corner of the base. The crabs weigh over 900 pounds each and are a big help in supporting the base of the obelisk. Over the last century and a half, the obelisk has remained a somewhat overlooked fixture of Central Park, with many visitors completely unaware of its long and storied history. In 2011, the monument was thrust back into the spotlight when an Egyptian official accused the city of neglecting the ancient artwork and threatened to take it back. The dispute led to the first comprehensive restoration of the obelisk, a collaboration between the Met Museum and the city's Parks Department. The 2,112-square-foot surface was painstakingly cleaned with lasers and then covered in a protective coating. The process removed decades of dirt and pollution, allowing the hieroglyphs etched into its exterior to finally be seen again. The conservation program was long overdue, and though the undertaking cost $500,000, the Central Park Conservancy considers it money well spent. According to the group, the project will ensure the obelisk is preserved for decades to come, allowing it, quote, to endure as a testament to the genius of a vanished civilization, an awe-inspiring tower holding its own on an island of modern skyscrapers. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you want to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can always send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.